Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Pei Dalet, the last daf of the ninth parak and first daf of the tenth parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. We left off on the bottom of daf Pei Gimel, Amud Beis, a few lines before the end of the page. Today's share is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elishava Newman, Liz Chusur for Shlema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida bas Chaya. They should both have for Shlema Besoch Shar Chole Israel. So we're holding a couple of lines from the end of the page. We're still in the middle of going through the long brisa that we had in Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, where the brisa listed 11 different psulei avoda for which one is chayiv misa bidei shamayim. Then the brisa listed 3 different psulei avoda for which one is not chayiv misa bidei shamayim, and then 2 that were a machlokes. So we went through the first 10 of the 11 for which one is chayiv misa bidei shamayim. So now we're going to go through the last one, as well as the 3 psulei avoda that you're not chayiv misa for, and the source for each side of the machlokas on the 2 psulei avoda that there's a machlokas whether you're chayiv misa b'dei shemayim for or not. And then the parak is going to conclude by going back to explaining the last line of our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we had a machlokas whether a zar who does the avoda is chayiv chenek or chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So the Gemara is going to explain the basis of each of those positions, as well as introduce a third position that maybe one is chayiv skila when is a person who's a czar does the avoda. And then Bez Hashem will begin the 10th parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. According to some, the last parak of Maseches Sanhedrin, maybe we'll discuss that a little bit later. The Mishnah discusses Eloin HaNechnakin, gives a list of 8 people who are chayiv chenek, and the rest of the daf is going to discuss specifically the first example, which is Maka Aviv Imo. And the Gemara is going to give some of the gedarim. Maka Aviv Imo does not mean that one kills them, even if one just wounds Aviv Imo, but it has to be a visible wound. It cannot be something that is just Maka Aviv without any wound. The Gemara is going to have 2 suggestions of what we learned from the Hekish of Maka Behema to Maka Adam, and the second of those suggestions is going to bring up a whole sugi that's going to bring us already into tomorrow's daf. What if one is Maka Aviv, but Aviv has given you Rishus? He's asked you to be Maka. For example, to give him an injection or to take blood for a blood test or something like that. Is one allowed to be Maka Aviv? In that case, there can be conflicting indications in the Gemara, and as one might predict, conflicting opinions in Poskim about that issue. So let's begin. We are holding at, I think, 4 lines, 5 lines from the end of the page. Yeah, I think 5 lines from the end of the page. Uprue Rosh. So we said that Uprue Rosh, someone who hasn't gotten a haircut and who does the avod, is also Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Person that Kohen has to get a haircut every 30 days. If he's Perua Rosh, which means he's gone 30 days without a haircut, he's going to be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Uprue Rosh Tichsiv. Where do I know that he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim? Because the Pasuk says, Roshom Leigalechu, Fera Lo Yishalechu. That a person is not allowed to be Perua Rosh, Uksiv Basrei, V'yayin Lo Yishtu. And then it says right afterwards, and also a Kohen is not allowed to drink wine when he goes to do the Avodah. So Iskash Perua Rosh L'Shiyayin, the Torah, by associating the two, makes a hekesh between Perua Rosh and Shiyayin. Mash Shiyayin B'Misa, Af Perua Rosh B'Misa. So therefore we learn that just like Shiyayin or Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim, Perua Rosh, those who don't get a haircut, are also Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Now the Gemara earlier in Chaf Beis and Beis told us a Chiddush of Ravashi that Perua Rosh are not Mechal the Avoda. They're Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim, but the Avoda is kosher. The Avoda still counts as Avoda. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, don't we have a Hekish between Perua Rosh and Shesuya Yayin to teach us that there's Chayiv Misa? Well, Shesuya Yayin are Mechal the Avoda, so shouldn't that same Hekish, ain't Hekish Lamechza, so the same Hekish that teaches us that Shesuya Yayin are Mechal the Avoda should teach us that Perua Rosh are also Mechal the Avoda? And the Gemara, the way Rashi has the gears over there, the Gemara leaves that off as kasha. The Gemara doesn't resolve that question. The Ran, however, over there writes that that's not the Girsa. The Girsa is not to end off with the Kasha, but he says, the Ravina asks on Ravashi later on, how could it be that Yecheskel is going to be Mechadish something that was never said L'Moshe? That Yecheskel is going to be Mechadish Adin, meaning this Pasuk of Roshom Legalechu, Perleish Alechu, is a Pasuk in Yecheskel Perak Mem Dalid. So how could it be that Yecheskel is going to be Mechadish Dinim that were never said to Moshe Rabbeinu? So Ravashi says, you have a same Kasha on Rav Chista that we're going to learn later that an Arel that does the Avodah's Chayiv Misa is also from a Pasuk in Yecheskel. So how could it be Yecheskel's Mechadish, something that doesn't have in Torah's Moshe? So what you have to say is that it was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and Yecheskel explained. Yecheskel just gave a Pasuk to what was already a tradition of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It was a Din D'Oraisa. There was just no Pasuk in the Torah for it. And the same would be true of Puri Rosh, that in the Skabla Halacha, that Puri Rosh is Chayiv Misa. Yecheskel just explained what that Halacha was. So if that's the case, says the Ran, we understand why the Kasha that we ask on Daf Chav Beis. Why don't we make a Hekesh between Puri Rosh and Shesuya Yayin to teach us that just like Shesuya Yayin or Mechal Di Avoda, Puri Rosh should be Mechal Di Avoda? Because the din of Puri Rosh is not really derived from this pasuk. It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Kach Nemra Halacha. The Halacha L'Moshe Misinai was that Puri Rosh are Chayiv Misa, but not that they're also Mechalel the Avoda. So it's all based on Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That's how the Ran explains in his Chidushim on Daf Chav Beis. Aval Orel Onein Yoshev Ba'Ashara. But there are three cases where it's just a Losasei, the Brisa had said. An Orel, an Onein, or a Yoshev. Doing the avoda, it's just a losa. Say there's no chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. So one by one, arel minalan. Where do we see that an arel? How do we know that an arel is only below sasei? Amrav chisa davar zeh mitaras Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamanu ad shabay yucheskel ben buzi v'lamanu. This does not come from Taurus Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what the line that the Ran was referring to that we just mentioned a moment ago. That even though it doesn't come mitaras Moshe Rabbeinu in the sense that it's not in the chamisho chumshe Torah, but it is halacha l'moshe misinai until Yucheskel came and attached it to a pasuk. Kol ben nechar, arel leva, arel basar, lo yavo al mikdashi. Now the pasuk says that an arel basar is someone who does not have a bris milah. So that's the pasuk in the Navi Yecheskel. Again, in the same, it's in the same parak of the other pasuk that we mentioned before of Roshem lo yigalechu. So that we learn the same misa b'dei shemayim from that pasuk as well, that an arel is chayv misa. It's interesting, Rashi over here defining what is an Arel Basar, Rashi says, Shemesu Achiv Machmas Mila, in the top Rashi, that an Arel over here is defined as someone who has every reason not to get a Bris Mila. He does not halachically require to get a Bris Mila. His brothers already died from having a bris milah, where they call hemophiliac, right? Someone who bleeds and it's dangerous. So they know the halacha is he doesn't get a bris milah. Tosos Maseches Zvachim Daf Chav Beis quotes Rabbeinu Tam that an arel shemesu achim machmas milah doesn't have a din of an arel at all, and he's allowed to do the avoda. It's only someone who doesn't want to get a bris milah. He's afraid of the pain. He's not interested. Only such a person would have a din of an arel. You have a similar machlokas Rashi and Tosos Maseches Yevamos that an arel is not allowed to eat truma. So Yevamos Davayin Rashi says, yeah, mesu achim machmas milah, even though he has every right not to have a bris milah, still he's not allowed to eat truma. Whereas Tosel says, no, if he has a right not to have a bris milah, that's not an arel. An arel is someone who chooses not to have a bris milah. So that's the same machlokas. The Aruch Huner writes that Rashi is forced to say that arel over here means that he has an excuse not to have a bris milah, that he's mesuach machmas milah, because he holds like the Ravid in the first parak of Hilchos Milah, where the Ravid paskins that someone who doesn't get a bris milah, when he reaches godless, when he reaches bar mitzvah, he's Chayiv Kares, right then and there. I'll get a bris milah afterwards. Good. So now the next day he's not Chayiv Kares, but he is Chayiv Kares on that day that he doesn't have a bris milah, that he's a gadol. That's against the Rambam. The Rambam holds that if he goes his entire life and he dies without a milah, then he's Chayiv Kares. Meaning if he didn't do it at any point in his life, and then it's he's Chayiv Kares. So the kasha that Rashi was bothered by was that what are we saying? That an Arel who does the avoda is Chayiv Misa. Forget about does the avoda. An Arel is Chayiv Kares anyway. He's already Chayiv Misa because he's an Arel. The second he's a Gadol and he doesn't do a Bris Milah, he's Chayiv Kares. Why didn't he tell me he does the avoda and that's why he's Chayiv Kares? So that's why he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. So that's why Rashi has to say, no, we must be talking about the kind of Arel who's not Chayiv Kares. What would be the kind of Arel who's not Chayiv Kares? A person who has no Chayiv to get a Bris Milah. Mesuach, if Machmas Milah, his brothers died on account of a Bris Milah. The Aruch Huner says, because that would also explain why the Braisa doesn't mention separately a ben nechar, someone who's an Ovid Avodah Zarah, something like that, an Ovid Avodah Zarah, let's say, who would have a din of an Oral Basar, which is a ben nechar, someone who is that such a person does the Avodah Chayiv Misa also. Why doesn't the Braisa mention it, that he's Chayiv Misa if he does the Avodah? Because he's Chayiv Misa even without doing the Avodah. He's an Ovid Avodah Zarah. And it's the same Kasha, but over there's no Teretz, and that's why the Braisa doesn't even bring it in, that of course he would be Chayiv Misa. That doesn't even warrant mentioning in the Braisa. That's what Ben Necher over here, the Gemara in Zvachim tells us, that Ben Necher does not mean a guy. It means someone who's an Aralev. It means someone who does an Avera that's considered a rejection of Kalata Rekula, and therefore the Gemara assumes that means an Ovid Avodah Zarah. There's a discussion in the Achronim, does it also include a Mechal Shabbos? Because Mechal Shabbos for Hesia is also... Is also as if he was Mumra L'Kola Torah Kula. So that's what the Chavetz Chaim writes in the Kutei Halachos, that Mechal Shabbos Peresia does the Avodah, has a din of a Ben Nechar, he's a din of a Mumra L'Kola Torah. But the Achiezer says that from the fact that the Rambam in the ninth parak of Bias Migdash says that an Ovid Avodah Zarah is possible, sounds like it's Dafka a din in Ovid Avodah Zarah, but would not be a din in a Mechal Shabbos. There's such a discussion in Shulchan Aruch when it comes to a Kohen being Noseas Kapov. Kohen could be a terrible Avarian, and he's still allowed to be Noseas Kapov. He's still allowed to do Birchus Kohanim. But Mechal Shabbos is not allowed to be Noseas Kapov. It's interesting. Sometimes you have people who do other Averos, Arayos, or whatever else. Meikar Adin is allowed to be Noseas Kapov, and people get very upset. How do you let such a person who does Gilei Arayos be Noseas Kapov? But a Mechal Shabbos, he's just not from. It's not, no big deal. He's just not from. Mechal Shabbos is a real halachic problem to be Noseas Kapov. So, okay. But that you have to figure out whether it's always whether that din of Mechal Shabbos applies to every Mechal Shabbos nowadays. Okay, Onein Minalan. The next one on the list, an Onein. How do I know that an Onein is Ba'as Hara? So Dichsiv Min Amikdash Lo Yetze V'Lo Yichal Es Mikdash Elokav. So the pasuk talks about a Kohen Gadol who becomes an Onein, and it says a Kohen Gadol becomes an Onein, does not leave the Mikdash. He's not going to be Mechal the Avodah. Everything is fine. But that implies ha'acher, any other kohen who's not the kohen gadol shelo yatza chilel. If he doesn't leave when he becomes an onein, he's actually mechal the avoda. Some le'ravada l'rava v'nelv chilul chilul mitruma. Why don't we derive chilul chilul from truma malalan b'misa afkan b'misa? That not only that it's no good and that he's ba'asara, but we should say that he's chayv misa, just like a Kohen Tame who eats Truma. So says Mar Miksiv Bei Begufei. Now we don't really have a pasuk that directly says that a Kohen who's an Onein is not allowed to do the Avoda. We only have the pasuk that says that a Kohen Gadol who's an Onein is yes allowed to do the Avoda. So Mechlalakasi, it's only from a derivation. And there's a rule in the Midrash Shatar and Rashi's Ben that something that's only derived from a Mechlal, something that's only from a derivation, it's not explicit in the pasuk, cannot then be applied to a Gzeir Shava. You can't do a double limud like that, so therefore we don't apply such a limud. Yoshev Minalan. How do I know that a person who sits, that's Ba'azhara? So Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kra, Kivo Bachar Hashem Elokecha Mikol Shvatecha La'amod L'shares. So we darshan La'amida Bachartiv V'lo L'yeshiva. That the Kohanim were chosen to do the Avodah Ba'amida Dafka and not be yeshiva. Rashi over here also has an unbelievably strong language that seems like he's saying a technical din which is hard to accept. V'lo L'yeshiva. Dikivan D'lo Nivchar Havalei Kizar. Rashi says that when a person is sitting, he's not Nivchar. Memele, he doesn't have a din of a Kohen. He has a din of a Zar, which is a very great finish. The Gemara had said, when it comes to Mechusar Begadim, calls man Shein Begdeyam Aleim, Ein Kunasim Aleim. Now you're going to say that you have a Kohen with the Begadim, and he sits down, and the second he sits down, he has a din of a Zar. Rashi writes this in other places in Shas as well. Tosos writes this way as well. The Adrama disagrees. And he says, no, he's not a czar. Mechus begadim, the Gemara tells us, as a din of a czar. But it doesn't say a din of kuhuna, that he's only a kohen when he's mu'umad. It doesn't say that he has a din of a zar. It's a separate din that a yoshev is also ba avoda and he's mechal the avoda. That's what the Ran holds as well. That a yoshev that is not like a zar. When it says that bo bachar lamod, it doesn't mean that when he sits he's a zar. It just means that his avoda is not muvchar when he's yoshev. It wasn't the avoda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for when the person is yoshev. So the Rishonim bring rayas one way or the other whether he has a din of a zar or it's just that he's that it's in Ba'asara, that it's a separate Isser of Yoshev. And then we had two cases in the Brisa that were Machlokas. Balmum, Rebbe Yomer B'Misa, V'Chamram B'Asara. A Balmum does the Avod, the Rebbe says is Chayv Mis B'Dei Shemayim, and the Chum says only in Asara. My time with the Rebbe, where does Rebbe get the idea that there's a Chayv Mis B'Dei Shemayim? D'Chsiv, Achal Aparochas, Lo Yavo. V'Yalev Chilul Chilul Mitruma. And we derive Chilul Chilul from Truma. Mala halan b'misa, that just like by Truma it's b'misa, afkan b'misa, so also when it comes to a balmum it's b'misa. Ay, v'nelev chilul chilul minosar, why don't we instead derive chilul chilul from nosar, mala halan b'kares, afkan b'kares, and therefore we should derive that a balmum, it's not that that he's chayv misa b'nei shemayim, but that he's chayv kares. So mistavr mitruma havelel melev, we would rather derive the din of a balmum from the din of Truma. Why? Shekin psul aguf mi psul aguf. The din of a balmum is a psul aguf. The din of a tameh eating Truma is a psul aguf, that is tameh. Says Mar Adraba, mi nosar havelel melev. Maybe we should derive the din of balmum from the din of nosar. Shekin, because it has four things in common. Kodesh, both Balmum and Nosar are about Kodesh. Truma is not about Kodesh. Truma is a level below Kodesh. Pnim, they both have to do with Avoda Bifnim. Pigul, they both are carbon related issues that could become Pigul. Vinosar. Ella mitami shashimesh gamar. So the Gemara says, you know what? You're right. We do not derive the din of Balmum from the din of Truma. We derive the din of Balmum from the din of a Kohen Tameh that does the Avoda. So psul aguf mi psul aguf, because they're both a psul aguf. Plus, they also have all the other things in common that we mentioned that a balmum would have in common with Nosar. That kodesh pnim pigul v'nosar, mi kodesh pnim pigul v'nosar. So it has all the things that it would have in common with Nosar. Plus, additionally, it also has the psul aguf in common, and that's why we're going to learn from a tamei shashimesh. So that's the basis for the shita of Rebbe that is chayv misa b'dei shemayim, that a balmum does the avoda is chayv misa b'dei shemayim. V'rabbanan, what about the rabbanan who disagree and they say it's only ba'asara? Amakra bo v'lo b'balmum. They say, well, there's a gzeres hakas. Pasuk says bo by truma. It says misa b'dei shemayim, which we derive that v'lo b'balmum, that it doesn't apply to a balmum. How do I know v'lo b'balmum? Maybe it's v'lo tamei or v'lo tvul yom. So Rashi says, no, it's mistaver that it's balmum, that we're being memait balmum. We're not being memait tamei and tvul yom because they are psul and tuma and they are b'misa. They have more things in common with truma than a balmum has in common with truma, and therefore we assume that it's bo v'lo b'balmum, that that's dafka what we are excluding. So again, we have this machlokas by a balmum, whether you chayv misa b'dei shemayim or whether it's only ba'asara. Yeruchim Fishel Perlau, in his commentary to Rav Sadi Yigon Sefer HaMitzvos, raises a question, l'mayin afkamina. I mean, okay, you have a machlokas, misa b'dei shemayim, asara, either way, the person's chayv malchus l'chora, right? So the question is just, is God going to kill him, right? Is there misa b'dei shemayim? So l'mayin afkamina, whether there's misa b'dei shemayim. So you suggest, afkamina is based on what we said earlier, a couple of days ago, that if a person is luck of Ishana, the Mishnah had said, by Chayavi Krisus, u'machnisno solikipa, that if a person is a repeat offender, and he keeps doing things for which he's chayav kares, the same thing, the same crime, for which he's chayav kares, we put him into a little tiny jail cell and feed him very little to the point that he dies. So that's only if he did an Aveira for which he's chayav kares. So says Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau, mistama chayav misa b'dei shemayim also. The chayav misa b'dei shemayim would have the same rule as kares, meaning that as long as it's something that is misa related, because that's what the Gemara struggled with. Well, we're going to go and set someone up for death in a situation where the Torah is not mechayev v'misa. No, the Torah is mechayev v'misa. He did an avera that's not just stam alav. It's chayev misa. So the question is, a bal mum does the avoda repeatedly? Would you be machnis l'kipa? So that's the nafkamina in this machlokas. If you hold these chayev misa b'dei shemayim, yeah, you'd be machnisa l'kipa. If you hold these not chayev misa b'dei shemayim, then you would not be machnisa l'kipa. The other nafkamina he suggests is that the halach of the chayav ikris chayav misa b'dei shemayim are patra al yidei malkus. Because besides for the malkus and the lav, there's another malkus to patra them from the chayav karis and misa. So it could be that would be the nafkamina. I mean, that's what he suggests. It's not so posh that that's what the gemara means at all. The gemara says in Masechet Malkos and in Sanhedrin that chayav ikrisus shalaku are niftiru mikrisas. And if someone's chayav karis and he gets malkus, he's now no longer chayav karis. So Rav Yochum Fishel Perla wants to suggest a chiddush that means chayav ikrisus who do an aver for which you chayav karis and get the regular malkus for the los hasei, and then an additional malkus to pater them mikrisasam. It's only that additional malkus that paters them from karis. So he says that's the nafkamina over here. Chayav misa b'dei shemayim shalak are also pater misa b'dei shemayim. Would they need an additional malkus over here if they wanted to be pater from their misa b'dei shemayim? That's what he suggests would be perhaps a second nafkamina. Hazed b'me'ila. Then we add the final case of the Braisa was someone commits me'ila b'mezid. So is he Rabbi Yomer b'misa? Rabbi says chayv misa b'dei shemayim v'chamram b'ashara. And the Chum say that it's an ashara. So my time with the Rabbi, where does Rabbi get the idea of misa b'dei shemayim? I'm Rabbi Yavo. Gamar chet mitruma malalan b'misa. Afkan b'misa. He derives it from Kohen Tameh that eats truma. That's chayv misa b'dei shemayim because the word chet appears in both contexts. By me'ila it says v'chata b'shkaga. And by Trum of Lisol of Chet, Rabbanan Amri, Amar Kra, Bo, Velo B'Me'ila. No, Pasuk says Bo, so we say Dafka, by Trum you Chayv Misa B'Dei Shemayim, but not by Me'ila. For Me'ila, you're not Chayv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Zor Shashimesh B'Migdash. Then we go back to the Mishnah, and the Mishnah spoke about, the Mishnah way back in Pei Aleph, Amud Beis, spoke about a Zor Shashimesh B'Migdash, a non-Kohen who does Avoda. So we had two opinions in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva said, Chenek, the Chum say, Misa B'dei Shemayim. Those were the two Shitos that appeared in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to not only quote those two Shitos, the Gemara is going to have a third Shita as well about a Zor Shashimesh. So Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Nemer Kan V'Azara Krev Yumas. It says by a Zor, V'Azara Krev Yumas, V'Nemer La'alon, and it says by Kol HaKarev, HaKarev El-Mishkan, El-Mishkan Hashem, Yomus. It says Yomus, by anyone's Karev El-Mishkan Hashem. So Mala Alon, just like by Kol HaKarev El-Mishkan, it's Bidei Shemayim. When it says Yomus, it means Bidei Shemayim. Afkan, so by a Zor also, must mean Bidei Shemayim. So that's the Braisa quoting Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer, the Braisa continues, Rabbi Akiva says, Nemar Kan V'Azara Karev Yumas, V'Nemar La'alon, and it says by someone who's Misnavi B'Shem Hashem, to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, V'Anavi Ahu, O'Chalei Machalom Ahu, Yumas. So we learn Xerushav again, Mala Halon B'Skila, just like a Navi Shehidiach, a Navi that tries to get people to do Avodah Zarah, is Chayiv Skila, Saf Kan B'Skila, so Zar Shashimish is also Chayiv Skila. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, I agree that we derive the din from a Navi Shehidiach, but Malalan Bechenek Afkan Bechenek. He says, I just disagree with what the halacha is by a Navi Shehidiach. I think the din is over there that he's Chayiv Chenek, over here also in Chayiv Chenek. So the Braisa had three Shitas, Mishnah only had two. Mishnah didn't mention Skila as a possibility, Braisa does. So it says, Rabbi Maika Miflagi, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. What exactly are Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva arguing about? Rabbi Yishmael says, Zor Shashimesh is Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Rabbi Akiva said Skila. So Rabbi Akiva Savar, Donin Yumas Mi Yumas. Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, we can make a gzer shava when two words are identical. Yumas appears by a Zor Shashimesh and by a Navi Shehidiach. So he says, those are the two parshios we should be linking. But we cannot learn from Kol HaKarev El Mishkan Hashem Yamos, because Yamos is not the same word as Yumas. Rabbi Shmuel Savar done in Hedyot mi Hedyot, ve'ein done in Hedyot mi Navi. And Rabbi Shmuel would say, well, I'd rather make a link the two parshios that deal with the Hedyot, a Zar Shashimesh, and a Zar that's Nichnas Lemishkan, rather than link a parsha that deals with a Hedyot, with a regular guy, to a parsha that deals with a Navi, that's Yediach. Rabbi Akiva would say, Kiman Sheidiach, in lecha Hedyot Gadol Mizah. No, he's obviously not really a Navi, meaning he is a Hedyot, because he is Madiach, meaning otherwise if he's causing people to do Avodah Zarah, then that pretty much establishes his credentials as a Hedyot, and not as a proper Navi. So the question is, meaning, but it's in Parshas Nevuah, meaning we're talking about a Navi, so that's what they're really arguing about. So B'maika Miflagi, Rabbi Akiva of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and what are Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri really arguing about? Meaning they both agree that you derive it from the Parsha of Navi, just one of them says Skila and the other one says Chenek, so what are they really arguing about? B'plukta, Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, they're arguing the Machlokas that we're going to have later on, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, about a Navi, Amidiach, Detanya, Navi Sheidiach B'Skila, Rabbi Shimon Amar B'Chenek, that Navi Sheidiach. The Tanakhama says Yechayev Skila, and Rabbi Shimon says Yechayev Chenek. Rabbi Akiva Masal like the Chachamim. So since he learns the onesh of a Zar Shashimesh from a Navi Sheidiach, so Zar Shashimesh is also Chayev Skila, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds like Rabbi Shimon that a Zar Shashimesh is Nidon Bechenek because a Navi Sheidiach is also Nidon Bechenek. So says Gemara Hanan Tan Rabbi Akiva Omer. Bechenek, but wait, we have a Mishnah that says, our Mishnah that started this whole conversation says Rabbi Kiva holds, you get Chenek. Says, yeah, Treitanai Valibid Rabbi Kiva. It's a machlokas what Rabbi Kiva really held. Masis Rabbi Shimon Valibid Rabbi Kiva, Bryce Rabban Valibid Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon's account of Rabbi Akiva that the Navi Sheidiach and the Zar Shashimesh get Chenek. The Bryce is Rabbi Akiva, when it says Rabbi Kiva holds, you get Skila, are the Rabbanans account of Rabbi Akiva. They were also Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, and they think that a Navi Sheidiach and a Zar Shashimesh are Chayev Skila. Hadron Alach Eluhein HaNesrafin. We now move on to the 10th parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. Eluhein HaNechnakin. Now there is significant discussion whether this in fact is the final parak of Maseches Sanhedrin or not. The Ran writes in his Chidushim that in Rov Svarim, the Girsa is Eluhein HaNechnakin is before Parak Chelek. But in the Seder Mishnayos and the Seder Arif, they have it that Perachelek is before Eluhein HaNechnakin. So the Ran brings two rayas. He says, first of all, the Mishnah is going in a logical sequence over here. The Mishnah is going through the Dinei Chiyuvei Misa based on the level of Chumrah. So we start with Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, and then Chenek. We're assuming like the Sheet of the Chum, that's the order. So that's why at the end of Perek Arba Misos, all the way back in Daf Nun Gimel, we started, we gave the list, and now we had Perek Ben Soru, which is from the Niskalim, and then further Prakim about the Niskalim, followed by the Nisrafim, and then Naragim. Now one of the Naragim is Rotzeach, Vanshir, and Dachas. So based on that, the Parachelik really should have come next before Eluhein HaNechnakin, because Parachelik discusses those who have a Chelik L'Olam Haba and those who are Ein Lam Chelik L'Olam Haba, and Anshir Nidachas are Ein Lam Chelik L'Olam Haba. So really, that should have come first, and that explains those who put Parachelik before Perek Eluhein HaNechnakin. Additionally, the Gemara Makos tells us that Makos starts off the way it does. Makos does not start off with Hus Chayiv Malkus. It starts off with Kasha Zaman, with when we don't do Kasha Ketzad Eidim Nasim Zomim. But it's really Ketzad Ein Eidim Nasim Zomim, the Gemara points out. That it starts off with when we don't do exact Kasha Zaman. And the Gemara says, oh, why we start with that topic? Because that's what we were discussing at the very end of Sanhedrin, when we spoke about Zomame Bas Kohen Uboala, that if a Bas Kohen has Bia with a guy, so she's Chayiv Sreifa, but he's Chayiv Chenek, and the Zomimim don't get the Sreifa they tried to give her, the Edom Zomim that testified against them get the Chenek that they tried to give him. That's the Mishnah at the very end of Sanhedrin, and that's why Maseches Makos starts off in that way. Where's that Mishnah? It's in the 10th parak of Sanhedrin. If you hold Chelek is the last parak of Sanhedrin, that's not the very end of Sanhedrin. So it seems like a beferish Gemara at the beginning of Makos that Eluin HaNechnakin is really the last parak of Masech Sanhedrin. So the Aruch Lener suggests it means it's toward the end of Masech Sanhedrin. It doesn't have to be from the very last parak. You have like that sometimes where we say that that something comes from the end of Masech Shavuos. We say that Shavuos is a hemshech of the end of Makos, but it's not really the last Mishnah of Makos, is a hemshech of Makos Daf Chaf, which is a little bit earlier. So okay, you can quetch around it. You understand the desire to put Chelek at the end. That Chelek is 20 blocks straight of Agadita. So you know you want to put Chelek at the end. But in the Seder of Mishnayos, you don't know that. There's no Agadita. Mishnayos is just Mishnayos. So in the Seder of Mishnayos, you'll put Chelek before. You'll have Eluena Nechnakin. Okay, so let's see. Eluena Nechnakin. The following are Chayiv Chenek. Hamaka of Vi'imo. First one on the list is Maka of Vi'imo. But there are seven more we're going to list, even though we're only really going to discuss Maka of Vi'imo today. V'goniv nefesh Mishol for kidnapping. V'zakin Mamre, Alpi Bezdin, someone who becomes Zakin Mamre, argues on the Sanhedrin HaGadol. V'navi HaSheker, a false Navi, v'amis Navi, b'shem Avod Zkhavim, someone who prophesies in the name of Avod Zara, v'abal Leish Asish, someone who sleeps with a married woman, v'zomei Bas Kohen, Uboala, and people who are zomin for a bas kohen and her boel, that a bas kohen had bia with somebody, so they're going to be chayiv chenek, that the boel would be chayiv, not the the boel himself is also chayiv chenek. So those are the eight people who are chayiv chenek. So it says Gemara, maka of v'imo minalan. Where do I know maka of v'imo is chayiv chenek? Actually, before we even get to that, the Rambam writes, what about an isha? That's maka of v'ha o ima, meaning it's a maka aviv, his father, his mother. What if a woman does it? So the Rambam writes in the fifth parak of Hilchos Mamrim, also chayiv chenek. Kesef Mishnah says, where does he get it from? He must learn it from the din of mekalel of the imo. We had a drasha earlier on, a couple of weeks ago, about mekalel of the imo, that a girl is also chayiv for kilel asaviya, because the pasuk says ish ish. So why does it say ish ish a second time? Lerabos esabas atumtum vandrogenes. That even if regardless of gender of the child, a mekalel is chayiv. So the Rambam holds that we have a hekesh between Mekalel of V'imo and Maka of V'imo, and that's why Abbas is Chayev and Hakos Aviyah as well. However, some of the Acharim suggest that that's really an unnecessary drasha. In general, the rule in Kol HaTorah Kula is that Hishvu HaKasuv Isha L'ish L'kol Onshin Shabbatorah. Anytime you have a Los Aseh in the Torah, we always assume that a woman is included in every Los Aseh. Aseis are different. Amit Seish Hazman Grama, Nashmar Peturos, unless it's an exception. There are more exceptions than there are the rule, but nevertheless, there is such a rule. But for Los Aseis, the rule is that women are included in every Los Aseh. So you don't need a limud, you don't need a hekish to tell me, of course she's chayiv for Maka Aviha. Why then by Mekalel did we need an extra limud? Because there is an exception to this rule of Los Aseis, that women are included in all Los Aseis. Whenever the Torah is always written B'Lashon Zachar, but when the Torah uses the term Ish, then we assume that it's dafka referring to a man. Just say a Lashon Zachar. Say Yake, you know, Aviv. That's Lashon Zachar. So just say a Lashon Zachar. Why does it have to say Ish? Ish tells you that it's only a man. So since by the pasuk of Mekalel it says Ish, we need another Ish to be Lerabel says Abbas. But over here, it's unnecessary. You don't need any drasha. It never says Ish by Maka of V'imo. So mainly you know that a girl is included in the parsha of Maka of V'imo. So says the Gemara, how do I know Maka of V'imo is Chayiv Chenek? Because the pasuk says Maka of V'imo Mosi Mas V'kol Misa Amur B'Torah Stam Ein El Chenek. Whenever the Torah says Misa, the assumption is it means Chenek. Ema ad kotile, maybe maka means killing. How do I know maka means just wounding, just hitting a parent? So miktal sagadai de kotil chad b'sayif va'avu b'chenek. Would that make any sense? You kill any other random person in your chayiv sayif, but you kill your parent and it gets downgraded to chenek. You're only chayiv a lesser misa. Sayif is more chamur than chenek. So it doesn't make sense that you would be chayiv only chenek for killing a parent. So says Gemara, Hanich leman yemer chenekal. That's a good cheshbon if you assume that chenek is a lesser misa than saif. El man yemer chenek chamur, Michael Member. If your chenek is more chamur than saif, then it would make plenty of sense. Kill a regular person in chayiv saif, kill a parent, oh, then it becomes chenek. So how do I know that maka avimo means hitting without killing? Maybe it only means if one kills their parents. Elamidhsiv maka ish umes mos yumas. Now the pasuk says maka ish umes mos yumas. Uksiv obe eva hiko biyado viyamus. Shma mina kalechadika kostam lav misahu. The fact that the psukim, when they want to describe someone killing, they always say maka plus misa. They always include the pasuk, not they, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he always includes the word misa in the pasuk about maka. So otherwise, so that tells you that when maka means misa, the pasuk will tell it to you. Otherwise, maka doesn't mean misa. Stam maka does not mean misa. So therefore, if one kills one does not have to kill a parent to be in violation of this iser of maka avimo. V'isruch l'michtav maka ish, v'isruch l'michtav kal maka nefesh. Now I need the pasuk to say both maka ish and kol maka nefesh. Dikas rachmana maka ish umes, havamina ish to bar mitzvah in katan lo. If it would have said maka ish umes, I would say, yeah, you're only chayiv if he's an ish, if he's someone who's chayiv in mitzvahs. But if he's a katan, a person kills a katan, maybe you would say that's not the same. That's not the same as killing someone who's chayiv in mitzvahs, and it would not have the same onesh. So kas rachmana kol maka nefesh. No, if you kill any life, any real life, V'kas rachamana kol maka nefesh. Well, if I only have kol maka nefesh, hava mina afilu nefelim, afilu ben shmona, I might think that you're chayiv misa even if you kill a nefel, something that has no chance of surviving. So trichit. So that's why we need to be told that no, you're not chayiv misa for killing a nefel. You're only chayiv misa for killing a life that has a chance. Ve'ema alfa gavdalo avid bechabura. Wait a second. Okay, so now we've proven that in order to be chayiv for maka aviv, you don't have to kill the parent to be chayiv for maka aviv. You just have to wound them. But maybe you don't even have to wound them. Maybe just a little slap or something that doesn't cause any wound. Maybe a person would already be chayiv. Ve'ema alfa gavdalov bechabura alama tnan. Why does it say hamaka avimo enu chayiv atshias ben chabura? Why does the Mishnah say that you're only chayiv if you make a chabura, if you make an actual wound in the parent? Amarkra maka adam umaka behema. Because we have a hekish that links the parsha of maka adam to the parsha of maka behema. So ma maka behema adavid b'chabura tichsiv ba nefesh. Just like maka behema, it's clear that we're talking about where you make a chabura, because it says nefesh by maka behema af maka adam adavid chabura. So too by maka adam, it's also talking about where you make a chabura. Maskva riemia elameata hichisha b'avana machinami dal mechayev. So wait. So if you're maka behema in a way, you wound an animal in a way that it's not evident that there's no exposed wound, you're not going to have to pay the owner of that animal for the weakening you did to the animal. You managed to injure an animal. The animal's not able to work. The animal's not worth anything anymore to the owner. You don't have to pay for that because he looks the same. The animal still looks pretty. So you don't have to pay for that. That doesn't make any sense. Says, no, we have to say the drasha differently. Now, clearly by behema, there's no need for a chabura. And yet, the pasuk indicates that you have to make a chabura by behema. So, but it doesn't make sense that you should have to make a chabura by the behema. So we say, that since this din of chabura makes no sense by a behema, we have to apply it instead to maka adam. That it's dafka by maka aviv, that's where making a chabura matters. That's where a wounding makes a difference. So then what do I do with the hekesh between maka behem and maka adam? There is some sort of hekesh the Torah is drawing between maka behem and maka adam. What do I learn from that hekesh? So Gemara has two possibilities. The first one is going to be quick, and then the second one is going to open up a whole new discussion, fascinating discussion, but a whole new discussion. First possibility, l'chadetani de bechizkia. So what does the hekesh between maka behem and maka adam teach us? What we already learned several times, the tani de bechizkia, that just like by maka behema, When a person is mazik, it doesn't make a difference if he does it b'mezin, b'shogig, ba'onis, b'ratzon. It doesn't make any difference. He's always going to have to pay money. So too by maka adam, whether you do it b'shogig, ba'onis, b'mezin, b'ratzon, it doesn't make a difference. You're never going to have to pay money. Some of those cases you chayav misa, some you're not. But in all those cases, the person kills another person, you never have to pay money for it. So ani chalamandi islay tam nebechizkia. That's great if you hold of the tam nebechizkia. Elamandi leslay tam nebechizkia kesha lamali. What if you disagree with Tanya de Bechizkiah? What do we derive from the hekish between Maka Adam and Maka Behema? What do we learn from the linking of those two parshios of Maka Behema and Maka Adam? So says Gemara, here's what we derive. Ma Maka Behema l'refua pater, af Maka Adam l'refua pater. Just like a Maka Behema, if you do it for therapeutic reasons, you're trying to treat a patient and you make a wound in the patient, it's just like by Maka Behema, obviously you don't have to pay when you're a veterinarian and you're fixing the guy's animal. You don't have to pay for causing a wound in the animal. You didn't damage the animal in any way. So too by Maka Adam, even if you cause a patient to bleed, but that's part of the therapy, that's that's going to be pater. Because the Shaila was raised. Ben mahu sheyakis dam la'aviv. Can a son do bloodletting for a father? Bloodletting was assumed to be something that had great therapeutic value. So can a son do that to the father? He's causing the father to bleed. So Masna Amar, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Masna says, what do you mean? V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Wouldn't you want that? Wouldn't you want your child to treat you? That as Rashi says, l'huzri yisol mi lasos l'chavreim el dover sheinu chafetz lasos l'atzmo. That the isser is only to do things that the person doesn't want. Like when the Rambam talks about chavul b'chaveru, he says chavul b'chaveru derech nitzayon. Someone who's chavul b'chaveru in a combative way, such a person is chayv. The implication being, if it's not in a combative way, it's in a therapeutic way, so then there's no chiyuv. So the same is true by Maka Aviv, it sounds like. We'll get more into that later, maybe. Rav Dim bar Chinna amar Maka Adam Maka Behema. Ma Maka Behema l'refua pater, af Maka Adam l'refua pater. He says, no, we don't derive it from v'afta l'rech kamocha, we derive it from the link between Maka Adam and Maka Behema, that just like Maka Behema, if it's for refua, you're pater. Maka Adam, if it's for refua, it's also pater. So if you were to stop right there, you would say, there's no discussion over here. Meaning when I get the Shaila, which I get all the time from doctors whose parents need various treatments, can I give my parent an injection? Can I do a blood test of my parent? So it would be a no-brainer, right? It's beferish that v'ahavta l'recha kamocha pater. But then we have the next couple of lines. Rav lo shavik lebrei lemishkale silva. Rav would not allow his son to remove a splinter for him. Mar brei ravina lo shavik lebrei lemiftach le kavsa. He wouldn't allow his son to pop a pimple for him. Dilma chavil vavle shigas iser, because he was afraid that when doing so they would cause him to bleed and that would be violating an iser b'shogeg, and he didn't want his child to be violating the iser b'shogeg. Frak the Gemara ihachi acher nami. Then no one should be allowed to treat anybody because you're not allowed to be chavil anybody. Granted, by a parent it's chiv misa, by other people it's not chiv misa, but no one should be allowed to treat anybody. So acher shigas lav b'no shigas chenek. Yeah, the inadvertent causing of a wound by a parent, the stakes are just much higher. It's a shigas chenek and not just a shigas lav, and that's why we're not going to allow it. V'aditnan machat shal yad litol ba sakotz leichushul mechavil vavi l'shigas skila. Wait a second. What about removing a splinter on Shabbos? Shouldn't we be concerned that maybe you'll be chovel and will be a shigas skila, and that's very high stakes? Says Gemara Hasa Mekalkelhu. No, over there, by removing the splinter on Shabbos, even if you cause a wound, it's a wound b'derech Mekalkel, and your pater on Mekalkel on Shabbos. Hani chalamandi on Mekalkel pater. Alamandi on Mechayiv Michael Memer. What if you hold Mekalkel b'chabura is Chayiv? Then what are you going to say about taking a splinter out on Shabbos? Well, man shamad leidam Mekalkel b'chabura Chayiv. Rabbi Shimon on Mekal Melach Shein Shrichel Gufa pater Aleh. Rabbi Shimon would say you're pater anyway, because making the person bleed when you remove the splinter is a malach hashen tzricha legufa. So maybe tomorrow we'll start with that discussion a little bit about treating a parent and what the halacha is in causing a parent to bleed.